Hello. Welcome once again to Rev. Lydia Speaks. We're going to do something a little different today. Today, I want you to go on a little trip. So if you are ready to travel, if you are in a comfortable place where you're safe, then just sit back and close your eyes and take this beautiful, beautiful trip with me. Imagine, if you will, that you are in the most beautiful space you've ever seen. Beautiful garden, all kind of lush greens and colors so bright you can't even describe them. The sun is just perfect. The breeze is just perfect. And you're barefoot in the soft, soft grass. And just as you relish all of this, you hear something. Faint though it is, you hear it. And it's calling you. It's calling you by name. So travel, if you will, to the spot, wherever it is, that you feel the sound came from. Sit quietly and softly in the grass and just wait. Wait for more sound. And as you do, you're realizing that it's the voice of God, that He's calling you by name, ready to have a conversation. So you sit and just notice that you can feel His embrace in the warmth of the sun that surrounds your body. And you feel the cool kiss from His lips through the breeze that blows past your face. And the comfort of the lap of the Father in the soft grass on which you sit. And as you communicate, it seems to go on for hours and hours because you are there, because you want to be there. God is the master of relationships, and He allows us all of this beauty to compare to all of the love and all of the time He wishes to interact with you. And to the extent that we give that time, intentional time, to Him, we can feel this way all the time. You wish for this never to end, and it doesn't have to. Because when it's time for you to rise from this meditation, you remember every time you feel the breeze, every time you feel the warmth of the sun, every time you have a question answered, that this is the Father, and He wants relationship with all of His children. And He makes sure to let you know that is Him. You get answers to your questions in ways that you don't even understand yourself, and that lets you know that it is God and God alone. All of the time that you thought you were in pain, that was just to get your attention so that He could heal it. Remember, surrender to God is not with your head down, your eyes closed and tears streaming. Surrender to God is with your head up, your arms outstretched, awaiting His embrace, like a small child waiting to be picked up by his parent. And just saying thank you. Take this. Take me. Do what you wish to make me more able to walk the path that you want me to walk. This is just a taste of what happens when you actually surrender to the Father. A small taste, that's very important. Stay in this meditative state, even though you walk your path, even though you go through your days, and not all days are good. But if you can just find 30 seconds to reconnect with the beauty of that garden is your soul in full bloom from staying connected to the Father. Listen to His voice. Know His voice. And be guided always.